there has to be a separate set of rules that we follow versus the rules that the church follow, or that the world follows. Our rules come from the King. And so we follow kingdom principles, even as it relates to this subject of marriage. So, as Paul is writing here, what he writes, and hear me when I say this, what he writes is not going to pertain to the world as much as it will the church. His instructions are to the church. Now, we'd love for the world to follow the same instructions. However, we are on the obligation to follow these instructions. So let's look at what Paul tells the Christians and how he tells them. Because we want to get this right, amen? First of all, we want to look at the argument. That went back, I'm sorry. Well, y'all have your handout. He's going to give them some general instructions. And he's going to address the argument that they have, and that is it better to be married or to stay single? That's really the whole thing that they're looking at. Is it better for us to engage in this institution called marriage, or should we just be single? Because these Christians are looking at this whole culture, and they're saying this marriage stuff ain't working. So they're asking Paul, should we just stay single instead of getting married? And Paul is going to write them, and he's going to point out some advantages of being married and some advantages of being single. How many of you know that they both have advantages?